I wonder if you've ever had a chance encounter with someone. A while ago, I advertised a piece of furniture on a recycling website. A few people emailed me to say that they were interested. One of those people was called Marie. I clicked on the Marie's email to reply to her to say, yes, the furniture was still available. And as I clicked to reply to her, her email address popped up, and I couldn't help but notice she had a rather unusual surname. Strange, I thought, because my best friend from primary school had the same name. So I wrote my email to Marie, and just before I clicked send, I thought, I'll add a PS. P.S., are you, by any chance, the same Marie with the unusual surname who went to Sefton Park Junior School in Bristol? When the reply came back, Marie confirmed that she did want my recycled furniture and she was indeed the same Marie. A piece of unwanted furniture led me to having a reunion with someone I'd not seen for 25 years, and not even spoken to her. I wasn't even Facebook friends with her. A chance encounter. And as I was thinking about this yesterday, I realised I've had quite a few chance encounters. I bumped into some old neighbours when I was on the beach at Brighton. I bumped into some friends in a crowd of 80,000 people at a Bruce Springsteen concert. How is it in a crowd of 80,000 the people I knew were right in front of me and we didn't even go together? I bumped into a fellow vicar at a conference, and I realised that he and I had been in the same class when we were 11 years old at secondary school. Isn't it incredible? I wonder if you've ever had a chance encounter, an unexpected meeting with someone. The chances are we've probably all had an unexpected meeting. Well, today's reading from Luke that David's just read to us is all about a seemingly chance encounter. In the Western Church, we call this story the presentation of Christ in the temple because his parents took him to present him to God. But in the Orthodox Church, the Eastern Church, today is called hippopante, which is Greek for meeting. So the story begins with Mary and Joseph bringing the six-week-old baby Jesus to the temple at Jerusalem. And they took him there in order to fulfill the Jewish law. They were trying to do the right thing for their child. I guess the equivalent today is a family bringing their baby to have their baby christened in church. That absolute desire to do the right thing by a new baby. But when they got there, something unexpected happened because the family were approached by two strangers. I have to say I was quite tempted to try and reenact it during the baptism this morning, to have two random old people come up, take your babies off you and start saying, wow, they're the saviour that God's promised. I thought it might freak people out a bit, so I didn't. But actually, that's what happens in this story. Two elderly strangers come up, pick up this child and start praising God because this is the saviour they've been waiting for. I suppose you could say there's nothing unusual in strangers coming up to you. If you've ever had a newborn baby in the supermarket, you know you can barely get your trolley around because people constantly want to stop you to coo over the baby and ask, how old are they, and so on. But this was different, because Simeon and Anna had each, in their own way, been waiting for God to send a saviour. And they took one look at that tiny baby, just 6 weeks old, and they knew that he was the person they had been waiting for years to meet. Simeon says, for my eyes have seen your salvation. And Anna, the daughter of Penuel, whose name means face of God, she has the opportunity to see the face of God in the person of Jesus. This isn't just any meeting. This isn't an encounter with an old friend from school. This is a meeting with God. Simeon and Anna are at the temple, the place of worship, because they want to meet with God. And it begs the question of us, what are we doing here in this place of worship? There are all sorts of reasons why people go to church. Perhaps you've been invited to a baptism, so you had to come if you wanted to get the free lunch at the end of the service. Perhaps people come to church because they grew up going to church and they've sort of stuck with the habit. Perhaps you're someone who's very committed and you've made a commitment to God and to being part of a church, and so you come for that. Lots of people come because there's a real sense of community in churches, and we come because we want to see our friends. Some people come because it's good for children to grow up in church and learn the teachings of Jesus. Some come because the coffee's good, and the coffee is good in this church. Some come because we find the service helpful or heartening in some way. Or some come, as in my case, because we're paid to be here. And we have to. We're contractually obliged to be here. But do we come because we want to meet with God? Are we looking for God? Is it possible that we could find God here? Simeon says, "For my eyes have seen your salvation." When the Bible uses the word salvation, it can mean all sorts of things. It can mean peace, freedom, healing, a second chance, hope, forgiveness. That's what salvation looks like. That's what it feels like. That's what it means. And those are the things that we can receive through Jesus. So what do you come here for? What do you hope to receive when you come to this place? Because the church, like the temple, is a meeting place, not just to meet with our friends, but it's a place where we can also meet with God. I've been using the phrase chance encounter, but what happened in the temple that day, I don't think it was chance. In verse 27, we're told that moved by the Spirit, Simeon went into the temple courts. So it was the Spirit of God who prompted him to be in the right place at the right time. On Thursday, I was due to be at a day conference, but I'd been feeling unwell all week, so I took the decision not to go, to send my apologies and to spend the day resting at home. And partway through the day, I received a phone call from a lady who lives just in the street over there, saying that her mother had sadly died just half an hour before, and could I go right then and there to go and pray with them. I found it amazing that if I'd been at the conference, I'd have missed the phone call. And when I'd got home at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, I'd have missed the opportunity because the lady wouldn't have been in her home any longer. And so it felt to me as if I was in the right place at the right time. And maybe it was just a coincidence, but I felt like God was in the coincidence and that the Holy Spirit made sure I was where I needed to be. So I had that immense privilege of going to pray with that family. And hopefully so that in some way they felt a little bit of peace and a little bit of God's presence at that real moment of sadness. It wasn't just a coincidence that Simeon came to the temple when he did. He was led there by the Holy Spirit. And I wonder if the Holy Spirit is leading you. Or where might the Holy Spirit be leading you? And perhaps, just perhaps, the Holy Spirit has led you to this church at this time because he wants to show you something or show you what you've been looking for. Sometimes God comes looking for us in the person of the Holy Spirit, but sometimes we can also go looking for God. One of the things that I notice about this story is that Simeon and Anna both spent a long time waiting to meet God. They spent decades, actually, waiting to see God's Saviour. And Simeon was convinced that he wouldn't die until he'd seen God's promised Saviour. But he had to wait for that promise to be fulfilled. A few years ago, I got to know a young woman called Sarah. And Sarah was desperate to meet with God. She'd had all sorts of challenges in her life, and she sensed that there was something in God and in Christianity that would make a difference in her life. She wanted to believe in God, she wanted to feel that God was real, but she just couldn't for some reason. Faith didn't seem to work for her, it didn't click. She asked people to pray for her in the hope that she would be able to feel God and it would all make sense and come to life, but nothing happened. And I still don't understand why she had to wait. Why, when she wanted to find God, it didn't happen for her. But she did wait. She waited. She kept coming to church, even though it wasn't quite working for her. She did the things that she saw Christians doing. She prayed. She sang the songs, even though she didn't feel anything. And then one day, it's like her eyes were opened. Suddenly, faith came to life. "For my eyes have seen your salvation," says Simeon. And that young woman is now working for a church and thinking about becoming a vicar. Simeon and Anna had to wait a long time to find God. And when the time was right, God came to them in Jesus. It may be that there are people here who are looking for something and wonder if it might be God. It might be there are people here who know that they are looking for God but can't seem to find him. Or it might be there are people here who feel like they've fallen out of touch with God, like losing track of an old school friend, that you're no longer in contact with him anymore. Simeon and Anna waited. My friend Sarah waited. And when they were least expecting it, God showed up in the most unlikely way, in the form of a tiny baby. I truly believe that if you are looking for God, if you're looking for something, if you want to find God in a way that you used to know him, that it is possible to meet him again, that he will show up in the way that he did for Simeon and Anna. And yes, sometimes we do have to wait, and waiting is never easy. But I truly believe that it's possible to meet with God. So if you're looking for God, whatever the reason is, then I pray very simply that you'll find him. Amen.